And we're joined now by Xavier Cortada. He's a keynote speaker for the Arts Summit, and we will have many people from the artistic community here for workshops, panel discussions, interactive sessions, including a lot of activity at the Parish Library on Goodwood. And Xavier Cortada comes this way from various places. He is a man who has combined two unlikely mediums, science and art. The result is a socially conscious discourse that brings awareness to environmental concerns that plague today's world. Good morning to you, Xavier.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me, and I'm so happy to talk to you and your listeners. Thanks a lot.
Well, I understand you used a moving ice sheet under the South Pole as an instrument to tell time.
The South Pole sits on a continent called Antarctica, but it's got 3 kilometers of ice on it, and it moves 10 meters a year towards Argentina. And I just thought to use that sheet as an instrument to mark time by putting flags on it spaced 10 meters apart, sort of marking the passage of time over the past 50 years. It was part of a National Science Foundation proposal I did, and what I was trying to do is juxtapose human timelines, you know, the 500 meters those flags covered, with geological timelines, the 150,000 years it'll take for a little mangrove propagule I planted there to reach Antarctica's coastline and theoretically set its roots. Of course, global climate change may hasten that trajectory.
Well, Xavier is a professor in the Department of Art and Art History at the University of Miami and permanently featured in the collections of the Perez Art Museum in Miami, as well as the NSU Museum of Art in Fort Lauderdale and many other museums as well. You've been at this a long time, and when you provide information about your life work, you could start in a number of places. Where will you go when you come to Baton Rouge?
I think I want to inspire a community of artists, of cultural leaders, to understand the power that they have in their brains, in their hearts, and in their hands to help transform community, to help us see things differently. And more than any other discipline, I believe that art has the power to do that. We've been doing it as a society since we first migrated out of Africa 60,000 years ago and began creating language and culture and civilizations across the planet. And I think we can do it now. We can do it now in Louisiana as Louisiana faces the issues of climate change and eroding coastline and rising seas. I think arts can give voice to people. They can give hope. They can also give new ways of seeing things and solving problems. I'm going to sort of use the work I've done across basically every continent and share those ideas with a community of artists and try to see if working together, we can learn together and help solve some problems in Louisiana. Because I do believe that arts do more than heal and inspire and create an aesthetic that makes you feel more united with one another. I also think arts help translate and communicate and solve problems. And those art teachers and those students and those artists and poets and dancers that are alive and well in Louisiana have a lot to share insofar as leadership and culture and thoughts and ideas. And I just want to make sure that working together at this conference, we can come together and find solutions for the future.
The Arts Summit is presented in partnership with the Louisiana Division of the Arts, the Office of the Mayor President, the Parish of East Baton Rouge, and some other entities. I mentioned the East Baton Rouge Parish Library, but you can find out more information by calling 225-344-8558, 225-344-8558, extension 228. And Xavier Cortada will be featured as the keynote speaker. He is a man who has spent his life in the artistic endeavors. How did you develop this passion, Xavier?
Well, my dad is an artist, and as a kid, I saw him paint and was enthralled by it. But I thought, wow, we'll never make a living at it. So I went to law school. And God knows, but years later, I found myself in South Africa at the end of apartheid giving a lecture to some kids at the Ipeleg Center in Soweto. and found that all the tools that I had at my disposal weren't as powerful as just getting some crayons and communicating with these kids using this universal language. That was back in 94. And since then, I've built an entire life around art as a way of engaging communities. And I aim to do that this weekend in Louisiana as well.
And I'm told teachers in the East Baton Rouge Parish School System can earn up to 2 CLU credits per session at the Art Summit, which is, we have noted, features multiple sessions on arts education. And this is coming soon, as in 6 days from now. It'll be next Monday and Tuesday, and it will be quite an event. And Xavier Cortada is a big part of it. And you have been called a social activist. You mentioned your environmental concerns, but do you embrace that description?
Absolutely, I do believe in that. In fact, I was just in I was just at the Homestead Migrant Detention Center reading the U.S. Constitution there on the 4th of July as a way of bringing attention to migrants who are detained in that facility. And I use art and performance art as a way of addressing all sorts of social issues. The priority in my career and my practice has been the challenge of our time, and that is climate change and how fossil fuels are contributing to the demise of life and civilization as we know it. Everything from the melting of the Arctic that is going to bring more extreme and unpredictable climate to our communities, to our farmers in the Midwest, to our people living in the coastlines. I care passionately about this. I think it's the issue of our time. And I just want to make sure that we're all aware of the consequences of our action and our inaction. And I use my art in a very active, sometimes provocative, but always thoughtful way to engage community in addressing these issues. But no, I do not shy away from the idea that art has a job to do. And I, as an artist, am fully aware of my role as someone who can change the discourse, and I do that. So I don't just try to paint pretty paintings, although I do that. Mm-hmm. I try to paint a better world with my art. I really do.
Well, we look forward to seeing you in Baton Rouge. Xavier Cortada, thanks for joining us today. Have a good trip.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
As we noted, Ross Perot has died. A man who kind of disappeared from the national scene the last few years. But remember, in 1992, his big issue was the deficit. And he got Bill Clinton, who was elected president, to embrace that. And ultimately, Clinton got us to a balanced budget, which now is roaring out of control with a deficit of over $1 trillion and a debt of $23 trillion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average today, in the early going, down 84 points. It's 26,722. The Dow has gone up 35% under President Trump in 2.5 years. But it must be noted that Bill Clinton, in 8 years, the Dow went up 229%. FDR is second on the all-time list after the Depression, 199%. Of course, he had 12 years. And Barack Obama is number three, 148%. Three Democrats. How about that? The lowest, minus 82% by Hoover, minus 28 by Nixon, and minus 27 by George W. Bush. Signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from Brian Lowe Financial. Stay tuned.